Blog Talk Radio.
Life, love, and wellness.
You being tuned in to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. I am your hostess, Sandy Rogers, and I am so excited that you decided to join with me tonight on the show. We've got an exciting show coming up, and I just want to make sure that we be prepared and ready. So, you know, anytime you go to invite people into your home, you always have to do a couple of things before you have people to come over. So here on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show, how we prepare ourselves for the party is we set ourselves in affirmative language so that our minds are ready to receive what we have from our guests. So these inspirational messages are from my blog, revsandy.wordpress.com. And today's blog is called Attitude and Language. How is your attitude today? Is it thankful and appreciative? Is it joyous and happy? Is it excited and enthusiastic? Is your language positive and uplifting? Does your language support creative life and living? Does your language support empowerment and expansion? So what do I gain by holding on to hurt, pain, rejection, hate, bitterness, or even betrayal? I choose God's unconditional love. I surrender everything to God's grace and mercy. The triumphant spirit in me heals me, renews me. The joy of the Creator is my strength. Only truth prevails in my life. My attitude and language creates love and life. And so it is. And what we do next is we always honor our ancestors. So we invoke and we invite the spirits and the energies of our ancestors to be with us tonight and always. We treasure their gifts to us. And I've got two names to add to our ancestors' roster. Charles Michael Anderson, who was a dear friend of mine for at least 60 years, and then Chuck. And so we honor their spirits as well. And we know that the remaining or the other ancestors are receiving them with open hearts. So we treasure our ancestors. Ashe, ashe. It's all about life. It's all about love. It's all about wellness. So tonight's show is, actually, I keep changing the name of it. So I'm going to tell you the three titles that I've given because our guest is so outstanding. Every time I thought about her, I thought about a different title. So the original title is Women and Men in Radio with Creator Dee Hill. Then I changed it and I said Making History because that's what she's doing. And then I also said making things happen. So we're going to kind of go in between those But you guys are in for a treat with Dee Hill. She is superlative. I mean, she's all of that and more, yet she's so humble. She's like, no, that ain't me. I don't want to take on all of that title. But look, you guys, buckle up, because she's powerful. So, audience, you know you're always invited to join in the discussion. And all comments from all of you are always welcome, and every voice will be heard with complete acceptance, and there's never, ever any judgment here. So if you're already on the line, you know, just to push one. If you're not on the line, you can call in at 516-531-9819. And, again, by pressing 1, that alerts me that you want to talk live on air with us. And so you're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We're going to take just a quick break to get ourselves ready for what we're about to experience. So we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. And for all of you old enough to remember, that's Eddie Kendricks, Boogie Down. So welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. You're welcome to call and chat on air with us if you'd like at 516-531-9819. And I've got a little something for you here.
Sandy Rogers Newsreel.
So I've got my latest copy of the AARP magazine. And this article really, really piqued my interest. It's called Lessons from the Rich. And so I'm not going to go through all of their suggestions, but it was a couple that really got my attention. So it says, good health saves money. Top dollar doctors, good medical insurance, fresh, high-quality food, and a commitment to fitness all translate into a healthier, longer life. The rich know that, and so they invest in all these things. The takeaway is spend a little extra on the foods, pastimes, and tools you need to stay healthy. If you spend less on health care, you'll have more money in your pocket. That's one of those things we be talking about all the time. And just because you can doesn't mean you should. That's the name of the caption or the thought. And so the proof is, what vehicle is most popular among the affluent? Surprise, it's a Ford pickup truck. Likewise, wealthy consumers routinely shop at Amazon, Walmart, and Target. Yes, the rich do spend sensibly. And so the takeaway is frugality isn't a punishment. It's a positive, common sense approach to life. So focus on value and quality, not prestige or appearances. And then the last one, it says you can afford to be generous. That's the thought. So the proof is the affluent are giving more to charity than ever before. One indicator, in 2014, there were 86,000 grant-giving private foundations in the United States. And the takeaway is make a difference in other people's lives. Even small acts of generosity can make you feel rich in spirit. So I just wanted to share that with you. That's our little extra note of encouragement for today. So, you guys, I hope you are ready and prepared. We have with us the incomparable Dee Hill. So let me read her credentials, and we will bring her on to join us in this conversation. Dee Hill started her media career in Atlanta, Georgia, as the host of her own TV show on Channel 24, which is known as People's TV here in Atlanta. From this foundation, she took her ideas to radio, and that was back in 2005. So we're talking about someone with 12 years' experience. And she has continued to be an on-air personality on Love 860 AM WAEC. Her entrepreneurial character helping to transform her into one of the city's leading and most enduring media personalities. From this fairly humble beginning, he has developed a deep bond with others of a similar disposition and has started both the Women in Radio movement and a corresponding one for men. In 2014, Dee pushed to have a bill passed at the state capitol, which was aimed at getting recognition for men and women in Radio Week, which is April the 21st through the 25th. She also managed to get acknowledgement for women who are veterans in local Georgia radio stations, such as Z103, 104.1, 107.5, and 1480 AM, further cementing her popularity. Dee's career is not just limited to her own air presence, however. As the creator and owner of Dee Hill Designs, which she launched back in 2004, her exciting and innovative clothing range has been featured in regional runway fashion shows and featured in the indie film My Line and showcased on Atlanta's television outlets, including WTJH, which is Channel 24. It was from this feature that a producer at the station was so impressed with Dee and her easygoing, approachable persona that he was keen to see Dee in her own TV show. Dee Hill and Friends soon aired and saw Dee interviewing many of Atlanta's top designers, makeup artists, and other trendsetters. In her radio broadcasting career, Dee has made quite an impact. A name for herself, and her forward-thinking leadership in many areas has received the backing of such people as former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, Governor Nathan Deal, Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle, Congressman David Scott, and House of Representatives Valencia Stovall. So we have with us the premier, the mover and shaker, the stellar radio personality of none other than Ms. Dee Hill with us tonight. And I am so honored. I am so honored that she had the time to share with us tonight. And her story is one about overcoming and being persistent. So it's not just about the race, about how she approaches life. So, Dee Hill, are you with us?
Hey, how you doing? Oh, yeah, I'm definitely
I'm
here.
I'm doing great. Yeah, how
yeah,
are you?
Yeah, we're missing for the world.
All right, then. I am so thankful that you were with us tonight. I remember when I first met you, man, you just shine. You know, like, you
have such
a powerful presence about you. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, thanks.
And
I appreciate
that. Yeah, and then to know your background and you be so humble, you know, and just, like, low-key and everything, but you're the trendsetter for us.
Oh, thanks. You know, some people have to tell me how big I am. Sometimes I just don't see it. I'm a little country girl from a little small town from Georgia.
Hey, country's good, too.
Yeah.
You know,
like I tell it.
Go ahead, Dee.
Yeah, like I tell anybody, you know, I just had a vision, and I just wanted to see that vision come forward. And, you know, that's why I reached out to House of Representatives Valencia Stovall. And she helped me make that dream come true, my vision come true, come to pass. So I owe pretty much of all that to her. I take no credit in that in whatsoever. And, of course, you know, with men and women and radio, it wouldn't be a success without you all backing me. So I applaud you all as well.
But you were the trailblazer, though. You know, you set it up for us to be able to come in. Even though I didn't know you when I started, you made it easy for the rest of us that had a vision as well, you know, to come on and do something in radio. Yeah, and so I've took the classes through People TV. I've not done any shows yet. But, you know, just to know that was where you started, that's incredible.
Oh, yeah. I was there for a couple of years, matter of fact. I even worked on the Allie Pat show. I don't know if you all remember Allie Pat, but he was a big leader here in Atlanta, Georgia, in the black community. You know, after I left People's TV, I still would go back and forth working on his shows and working on other shows.
I remember that name.
You can't forget Allie Pat.
Yeah.
He was a class act of his own.
There you go. And we got to honor those people, because, you know, sometimes we forget to do that, you know, but if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here. That's why I always to pay honor to the ancestors, you know, because they've paved the way for us, and they've made it possible for us to be where we are.
Okay, yeah, we definitely have to do that.
Exactly, right? So you say you're a little country girl. Where are you from? Tell us about your childhood.
Oh, Lord. I'm from a little small town called Andersonville, Georgia. I'm the youngest of nine. My mom had nine kids. Of course, I'm the baby. And I would just always, I wouldn't say different. My mom was 48 when I was born. My dad was like 68. So they was, you know, finished having kids when I was born. So it's like Dee Hill just made her own little rules and just went by her own rules. Yeah, because they were through raising kids when I was born.
Yeah, 48 and 60, I guess so, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So I just kind of like did my own little thing growing up.
And so, what were your hobbies and some of your activities when you were coming up?
Man, you know what? To be honest with you, I don't even think that I had any. I only have an eighth grade education, and
wow.
I think, yeah, majority of my schooling was based on them little boys, me chasing boys in school. So that was my hobby and my recreation.
Ain't no harm in it, girl. What? I got you on that one.
Yeah, and you know, I never let me not having an education, even though I went and got my GED, but I never let that help me back. I never told myself, I can't do this, I can't do that. I never let any of that. I didn't turn that into a negative situation. You know how they say when you have lemons, make lemonade, and I definitely made lemonade out of my situation. I made lemonade, Kool-Aid, punch, and everything else out of it.
You had diversity in mind, right?
You're
like,
oh, yeah,
you
definitely.
Don't fail. I got something else for you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I definitely had that.
That's cool.
Yeah, I definitely had that.
That's really good. That's really. So when did you move to Atlanta?
Actually, I went to school up here. I was I went to junior high up here in Atlanta. I've been up here ever since the age of 14. I moved back and forth in my childhood, and then I decided to make Atlanta my home. So I've been up here. I claim Riverdale, the Riverdale area. Yeah, so I claim that as my home.
Right, which is just on the outside of Atlanta, for those of you that are not familiar. But my audience is international, so, you know, a lot of them are not familiar with exactly, you know, how Atlanta is arranged. So,
they're not, I always just say where the big airport is.
Right.
So everybody know where that airport is. I always just say I'm near the airport.
Yep. I was just over there earlier today, too, so But, you know, to me, it's all Atlanta regardless, you know, just like, because I'm from Los Angeles, and it's all Los Angeles to me, you know, they want to break it down.
Oh,
to,
yeah.
You know,
I know.
All that stuff, so, yeah.
I know, right. You know. And then I get asked a question from people from out of town, am I a Grady baby? I'm like, look, everybody from Georgia is not no Grady baby.
So, Grady baby, you guys that are not here in Atlanta, Georgia, that's like in Los Angeles, it was called a county general hospital. So, every black person was, you know, supposed to be from the, if you were born in L.A., from the county general hospital. So, So, you know, that's one of those common things that people just say. You know what I'm, you know, like, if you black, suppose, so. We good.
And you know,
we can be born.
Yeah, I can't get too upset because I know when I meet everybody from New York, the first question I ask them, have you ever met Jay-Z? So I can't get too upset when they ask me that.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. So now tell us about how you got involved in the radio. So was it radio first and then the clothing design, or were they simultaneous?
Okay. Well, this is what happened. I was doing fashion shows. Actually, I got discovered by a producer by the name of Patrick. One day I was doing my fashion show at this place called DeJangles on Peachtree Street. He told me he liked my clothing line. He wanted to bring me on the TV, and therefore I started my own TV show from that. And I worked there, at People TV, and I learned how to run my own camera and everything.
Right.
And then the funniest thing is, like, my clothing got stolen twice.
Really?
My Yeah, all of my clothing got stolen twice. So the second time they did it, I'm like, you know, forget it. I'm not going to worry about it. And then I had a vision that I was at this radio station. So I did my little first, well, I'm going to call it a radio drop at Love 860. This was back in 2005. So I was telling myself maybe that was the universe way of telling me I probably need to go to radio and stick with radio. Because I was only going to give radio a six-month trial, and I ended up falling in love with it.
I know, right?
Yeah, I loved it. And it gave me a bigger audience, a wider audience.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've been there with Love at 60 ever since. And it has opened so many doors for me.
That's incredible. So now do you still do the clothing or?
I want to get back into fashion, but no, I haven't gotten back in it yet.
Okay. So, the transition from the television with your clothing, with your designs into radio, was that smooth for you? I mean, because, you know, a lot of people that partake or listen and join in on this call are not necessarily, you know, radio people. Necessarily.
Okay.
However, you know, they're looking for tools that they can apply to their lives, or maybe they're in the middle of a transition, you know, going from one to another. So was there something that just kind of sparked you to let you know that that radio was for you, or did you just jump in it because it was something else to do, or what helped you to make that decision?
Okay. I did, like I said before, I did want to move over to another platform, but I only wanted to give radio a test for 6 months. So once I was there, I felt in love with it. And it just, being in radio, it just opened so many doors for me. Yeah, it just opened so many doors for me.
Yeah, I'm trying to get more people to come on and do this, you know, because, like, once you get started and once you get over the jitters, you know, because I get hyped every week, you know, like, I'm calling in to the show and sitting here like at least a good 30 minutes before the show starts. Because I'll be so excited, you know, and like, you guys, are just phenomenal. And so I want to share, you know, like who you are and what you do to the world. You're the unsung heroes, you know, and for you to turn around and then to put your passion into others. You know, that's the same thing with that article I just read from AARP. You know, that's one of the characteristics of a wealthy person, you know, is giving to others.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because I know when I first started out in radio, my show was only 15 minutes. And that 15 minutes seemed like 3 hours to me.
Okay.
Yeah, and then with, you know, my questions that I had for my guests, sometimes I guess when it show up, I was like, oh, my God, what in the world I'm going to do?
Oh, I know.
Sometimes it was, like a cricket on that radio show. it was definitely an experience. Yeah, definitely an experience. And one thing that I really did love about moving over to radio, I was able to educate our community on a lot of things. That way, you know, bringing guests on about finances, credit report, bankruptcy, and everything. When I was on TV, I just focused more on designer, makeup artists, and models and things of that such.
Was that the trend back in the day, though, Dean, where television was more about, especially People TV, was more about entertainment than it was education?
Oh, yeah.
You think that's what made the difference?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, we had some good people on there that, you know, for educating our community, but for is like the younger generation, they geared more towards the fashion and the industry and rap music and, you know, music period. And that I would just, because like I said before, you know, my parents are older, so I always had an old soul.
Right.
Yeah. So I was, you know, definitely more wanted to educate our community, because, you know, sometimes
exactly.
we just don't take the time out to get out and read and find information that we need that's going to benefit us.
Right. I mean, but you, from what I know of you and from what I've observed, is you don't go unless you're taking somebody else with you. That's the way it appears to me. You know, it's like you're not a one-woman show. You know, you're like,
come on,
everybody, come with me. Let's go.
No, definitely not. No, I definitely let that be known. I'm more a behind-the-scenes person.
Okay.
You know, and, yeah, House of Representatives, Valencia Stovall, I always get on that, on me about that, even like when we're at the state capitol. I'm pushing her to talk to folks in the men and women in radio. Me, I just want to sit down and, you know, because, like, it's not for me. It's for all of us.
Right, right.
Yeah. And
so
believe it or not, as
it.
Long as, I'm sorry.
No,
yeah,
go ahead.
Believe it or not, as long as I've been in radio, I'm a very, 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 very shy person. I'm very shy.
But you have so much to give, but you can give it without being in the center of everything. So I understand that.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. But you open up. You love to share with what, share with others what you have learned so that, you know, and I'm not sure your reason behind it. You know, you don't want other people to have to make any, you know, any more mistakes than what's necessary. But,
like when I got into radio, people did it because they loved to do it. There were some people at the station that had been at that station for over like 20 years. People love to do it, but it's like now the first question I get is, how much money do you make? Where can I go for sponsors?
Wow.
You know, and my question to them, have you even visited a radio station? You know, I forgot the young man's name, but he ran a black guy that ran for president besides Obama. He said that, you know, when people come to him and tell him that they want to open up a restaurant, the first question he asked them, have you even worked in a restaurant before? If you have not worked in a restaurant before, don't do it. And there are so many internet radio stations that started and that are no longer with us because they got into it for the wrong reasons. You know, people have the assumption that it's going to bring you a lot of money. No, it is not.
No, I do it for the love of it, you know.
Then, you know, we can think about getting your sponsors and everything together once you have a good show running.
Right.
Yeah, because, you
know,
people
you
not
gotta
gonna
have
sponsor. Yeah.
Because I feel so blessed, you know, like I just, you know, people are attracted to me or I'm attracted to them, you know, it'd be that connection, like, right away. And I get so involved in their story, you know, and what they have to share. And for individuals to make the time to share with the Life, Love, and Wellness, I just am so enthused with that, you know, because I believe, Dee, and you can elaborate on this as well. To me, it appears that this arena of radio is such a completely unselfish group of people. Like, people come, and they come with the purpose of sharing.
Oh, yes. Yes. Like, my listeners sometimes has educated me so much. For an example, a couple of years ago, I had this young lady, a black young lady, sister, to come on, and she was a energy healer teacher. I didn't know what a energy healer was until she came on my show and taught me about it. And now it's like I'm more into energy healing now.
Good.
Yeah, so it's all about, you know, like you said before, feeding each other.
Exactly. Yeah. Because I love to have diverse conversations and diverse guests on, you know, so I've done a lot of different topics, you know, because we're more than just a single focus, you know, and so if we're only talking about this one little thing, then we're missing all the other beauty that's, you know, in this life that we have. So we've talked about colonics. We've talked about healthy eating. We've talked about caregiving, you know, HIV and AIDS individual, long-term women survivors, just, you know, just a transgender. So, you know, to have people on, and you're absolutely right, because I'm always wanting to know, you know, like, so what makes you tick, you know? And so we have these prejudices, and we have let other people tell us how we should interact with folks, you know? And so we really have, the experience of really getting to know, you know, oh, mama said, you know, watch out for that type of person, or the church said, you know, don't deal with those folks over there, you know? So I think being a rebel is just in my blood somewhere. So.
Yes.
It kind of sounds like yours too, though.
Yeah. Like I say, you know, when I was born, I kind of grew up with my own set of rules. Yeah, and went exactly by my rules.
Hey, but that's where you are now, though. You know.
Yeah, it has really opened. You know.
Because you're not held captive.
Oh no, no, definitely not. I meant for me to be from a little small hometown and to get a resolution passed through the state capitol and to have former President Jimmy Carter to even back men and women in radio, to me that's a great accomplishment. Not patting myself on the back, but it's a great, very great accomplishment itself.
But you can pat yourself on the back, you know, that's permissible, right?
I'm just so humble, and I just so appreciate the people around me that supported me. You know, I love it. I wouldn't change it or trade it for anything in the world.
That's great.
I share this story with people. Valencia Stover, and I'm going to be honest, she's not the first House of Representative or Senator that I went to and told her my vision. Other House of Representatives and senators didn't know what I was talking about. I'm like, you work at the state capitol. How you not know what a resolution is? And it's like when I went to her and told her, she took my vision. She understood exactly what I was talking about, and she ran with it and pushed it and got it passed.
Okay. Tell the audience what your vision is, and tell us about this. I'm saying women and men, but men and women in radio. Tell the audience about what it is you have that's taking place. I think it's incredible, personally.
Okay. All right. So I wanted to keep this with women in radio only. We had our first, second, and third mixer where women in radio would come together, you know, have lunch, sit down, and talk. Then the men start getting jealous. So they start reaching out to me saying they wanted to attend. Well, I'm like, why don't you all start your own men in radio networking event? They didn't want to do it. Well, it ain't going to be like the way you did it. So that's why I included included the men and women in radio. So I have two things taking place. March the 9th, we're honoring Renee Miller. You can also catch her doing the Georgia Lottery Monday through Friday at noonday. Veronica Waters, she does the news report on 104.1. And Melissa Summers, she used to be on V103. She was a radio personality on V103 for years. And Marjorie Coley, again, was former female personality from V103. And Cynthia Young was a radio personality from 104.1. And Miss Jacqueline White, I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly. She's been on 1380. That's a sister station of V103. She's been on that station for years. So we're honoring them at the state capitol. It's a free event on March the 9th. It's from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And also, April the 22nd, we're honoring men and women in radio, April the 22nd from 6 to 9 p.m. And I do want to give some clarification. When I say men and women in radio, I'm not just talking about honoring the radio personalities, because those are not the only ones that make a radio show a success. We have your program directors, your general managers, even the secretaries. You know, the secretaries was also included in that bill that was passed at the state capitol. So it takes everybody to run a successful radio show and they run a successful radio station. And those are the people that we're going to be honoring on April the 22nd from 6 to 9 p.m. So everybody in radio, who's who in radio, is going to be there.
Okay. So is this, and this is the first, correct?
Actually, the one with the men and women in radio, this is the second one. We did the first one in 2014. Then we took a break because we wanted to make sure that that resolution get passed at the state capitol. So we took like 2 or 3 years off for that, and now we're picking it back up.
Okay. So, the event that's next week on the 9th, that is the first for that, right? The resolution?
Oh, no. No, this is the second one, honoring the women in radio at the state capitol. This is the second one. The first one we had Carol Blackman. We had some of the first, like Michelle Williams. She was the very first female personality of 104.1. So it was an honor to be honoring them. I think we honored like five women that day.
Okay.
Yeah, and that was awesome. We had people from Motown, Atlantic Records, to come there at the state capitol. Oh yeah, it was nice. It was so nice.
Okay.
Yeah, very nice.
Well, that's great. That's great. And so, do you have to go through that process every year to get the resolution redone, or because
no.
I know sometimes
no,
they...
it just. Mm-hmm.
No, go ahead.
Yeah. No, that okay. My understanding, if the governor will have passed it, and then we would have had to go through it every year. But having the House of Representatives to pass it, no, we don't need to do it every year. That's set in stone for the state of Georgia. Yeah.
Okay. Excellent.
Yeah,
well,
that is set in stone.
A big congratulations for you on that.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it.
To have, like, a former U.S. president and to endorse the work that you do, that's got to feel incredible, you know, like.
Yeah, definitely. Because, you know, he's from my hometown. Well, actually, he's from Plains, Georgia. That's only maybe about 10 or 15 minutes away from where I'm from. So, you know, I looked at that as a family member giving me that honor.
Yeah. Okay, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Yeah, so you said that you actually have the Men and Women in Radio Week. So that's from April the 21st through the 25th. So are there other activities that's going to be taking place during that time frame?
Well, actually, you know, we're still working on that. The reason why Men and Women in Radio mean so much to me, I didn't want to just throw anything together and say, okay, we got a week. So even if it takes years, you know, we add this event this day, then the next year we add this event the next day. I would rather do it like that than to just throw something together and just say, okay, we got this whole week planned for us.
Okay.
Yeah, but my goal for that, what I would like to see, I would like to see other radio stations, for an example, V103. We would like to do something on this day in honor of men and women in radio. Even 96.3, I want them to come to me. D, we want to do something on this day in celebration of men and women in radio. So that's my goal, my vision.
See, that's you pulling that community together again by asking other people to be a part of it. So that's great. So that's
definitely.
That April 21st through the 25th.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, men and women in radio week. Yeah, and for those who wants to go and look up the bill, it's HR681.
Say it again. It's 8 what?
HR681.
Oh, HR. Okay. So do you? So you'll get a proclamation, or have you already gotten the proclamation on that?
Oh, we already got the proclamation. We got the proclamation the same week that the bill was passed, and it's a beautiful proclamation.
Okay, okay. I was just wondering.
Yeah, it's a beautiful proclamation.
Because I wasn't sure how that worked, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and sometimes when I'm at different events for men and women in radio, I have them for a dollar. I'm not making any money off of them. That's what I paid for them. And the reason I don't want people to make copies is because you're getting a beautiful purple ribbon at the end of the proclamation.
Okay, okay.
Yes, and when you get it,
great.
please frame it.
Oh,
yeah, definitely. I have plenty.
Yeah. Okay, okay, that's great. That is great. Well, we're going to take a quick break just so that you and I can grab some water or anybody else that wants to, and then we'll be right back. So you guys stay tuned. We're talking with Dee Hill. She's the creator of Men and Women in Radio. It's a five-day week that has been honored here in Atlanta, Georgia. And Dee is the author. She's had several politicians that backed her on that. But she's the mover and shaker. She is so humble and passionate and caring about what she does. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and listen and talk some more with Dee Hill. Be right back.
Baby, do it naturally. Mm-hmm.
That was Chaka Khan singing On Every Woman. And that just seemed to be so representative of Dee Hill's life. Welcome, welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness Sandy Rogers Show. And tonight we have with us the incomparable, I just love her, Dee Hill. And she has just set out and has done so many major, she's accomplished so many major things here in the Atlanta market, both on television and in radio. And now she's up in the state capitol making things happen for other people. And so Dee Hill is the creator of Men and Women in Radio, and it's a week-long celebration from April the 21st through the 25th. And so she's been telling us about how this all came about. And it's going to be, there's going to be a red carpet event on April the 22nd from 6 to 9. And is honoring program directors, executive directors, secretary, just everyone that's involved in radio. And then next week on March the 9th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., we'll be at the state capitol and honoring several women over there. And so Dee can go back over that list with us again. But Dee, I want to ask you, what drives you? What drives you to be successful?
You all do. And that's the honest truth, because, you know, sometimes when you're out there doing things on your own, you can get a little bit, I don't want to use the word lazy, but you don't really push yourself. So definitely you all being my backbone, you all pushing me, you all giving me encouraging words. You know, that is just so uplifting to me. And I don't think that men and women in radio would be where it is if it was not for you all supporting me. And that's a God honest truth.
Okay. Okay. But you're the one that came up. And I know what you're saying, you know, and that's what I'm telling the listeners, how humble you are, you know, with the work that you're doing. So you're making this thing happen because you took it to the House of Representatives. That's why you were able to get the support of Valencia Stovall, because if you would have never had the idea, then it would never have happened. Mm-hmm. But I get, you know, where you're coming from with saying that other people are the ones that that you're doing the work for. So I certainly get that. But there is something inside of you, though. So do you see, like, a hole or, like, something that's missing and you just want to fill that hole so that it the picture is complete? I'm just, you know, what is it that makes you see the little part that's not there?
Definitely the little part. I think that this needs to be done worldwide. I think this is the little part that's missing. This don't need to be a state, a Georgia thing. This need to be worldwide, you know. I've been invited to come to North Carolina to get a resolution, but I can't do that. I don't live in North Carolina. So I would like to push other radio stations, other personalities to do the same thing I did here in Georgia. And also, you know, I'm looking to get it pushed that we have our own parade as well. So we definitely need that done in 2018. So I'm definitely working hard and, you know, trying to push that we have our own parade. Because, you know, the reason why I like pushing men and women in radio, because sometimes people don't even look at us as media. You know, when you say media, the first thing they think about is TV. But, you know, we're sometimes the first ones that break the news. Sometimes we cry with our listeners. We feel our listeners' pain. You know, people on TV can't do that. When they tell a sad story, they looking still got that straight face on them. So I feel, you know, it's our time. It's definitely our time.
You bring up an interesting point, too. So how has, like Instinct Radio, Blog Talk Radio, and some of the other platforms where, you know, it's not syndicated radio, how has that affected radio overall?
Okay, what do you mean how it has affected it?
So do you see a difference you know, because like you say, you know, I think radio in general is more user friendly. You know, it's more in tune with the pulse.
Mm-hmm.
Is there like any competition now that, you know, like say for me, you know, so I've got a Blog Talk Radio show. Does that impact the work that you do in any kind of way, or is it like everybody is holding their own and it's enough for everybody?
It's enough for everybody. You know, in the resolution, I included AM, FM station. I included Blog Talk Radio, Internet Radio, because all of those stations and radio platforms are important. To me, my vision, my eyes, there are no radio stations bigger than the other. I mean, you know, you can go on Blog Talk Radio and get all kind of good information that you can't on Internet Radio. So I felt that Blog Talk Radio was just as important as Internet and FM, and I felt that Internet Radio was just as important as Blog Talk Radio and the FM and AM station. So, you know, we're all in this thing together. We're all family. And one thing that I have noticed some of the personalities, even the program directors or even some of the general managers at some of the FM and AM stations do have their own Blog Talk and Internet Radio station on the side.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And that, cause that gives you like complete freedom, you know, to run it the way that you want to run it. Yeah.
And don't have to worry about got to watch what you say.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because I know one of my guests one time, they said something like shit or damn or something like, oh, can I say that? I was like, well, you said it now, you know. But it is a difference, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's
it is a big difference.
Because I'm not sure, you know, like if I had someone that I was working under, if they would understand the type of people that I bring on, you know, to the show.
Okay.
Because it's so diverse from one week to another, you know, who is coming on and sharing what they,
Okay, yeah, I can understand that because, you know, even me myself, I always go to Internet Radio and Blog Talk Radio when I'm looking for a certain information.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Always.
Okay.
You know, yeah, definitely good information. I can't get out the AM and FM stations. So Blog Talk and Internet would be the first station. The other stations that I would turn to go and get that information.
Right. Yeah, because I believe, too, and thank you for saying that, is that what happens is because we want to add as much as we can into our programming, you know, into what we're doing, that it's going to be a little bit different, you know, from what you may hear on call radio or your home radio or something like that. So, yeah, I get that part of it. Because I always like to bring in health tips, you know, because we're not the media for the most part is not doing a good job of exposing dangers and you know, the foods and our lifestyles and, you know, the doctors, the pills and all of that. So I'm always wanting to put a little bit in there, you know, just to kind of make people think, you know, about, okay, so, yeah, I can do that a little bit differently. So, yeah.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine. He has a very huge Internet radio station. And I was explaining to him, I remember when I was a little girl, even listening to FM stations, you know, small things like when you hear the artist, they will always mention the artist's name. You run out and get the CD. They don't even do that no more. You know, even small things like, even the time, they would tell you what time it is. They don't even do that. And everything was, I love AM and FM. I mean, I work there. But everything is just so regulated. So regulated. So it's like when you hear stuff, you got to go and look for it on your own.
Yeah, because I heard a song a couple of weeks ago, actually, and I did everything. I even got off the interstate and pulled to the side of the road, you know, because I wanted to write it down when they said what the name of it was. Nobody ever said it. So you're absolutely right. And to this day, I have no idea what that record could have been called, you know. And some of the stations, man, you know, they're so heavily laden with commercials, and you hardly even hear music. You know, it's craziness.
Yeah, even, you know, with blog talk and internet, when you all get an artist, you all want to push their music. I remember when I was growing up, when an artist come out with a CD, that's all you heard all over the radio, because they got the CD coming out this day. Now you don't even hear anything about that CD. The only time you know they got a CD coming out is when you go in the store and see it.
That's just how we did it in the past, though, so... the newfangled stuff, you know, it does. It kind of loses the personality of it. So, your activity with men and women in radio or women in radio, has it changed your life? Has in any way, positive, negative? Has it always been?
I would say more positive than anything, because even like when I did the first Honoring Women in Radio, I was just so excited that women I would hear over the years growing up got in contact with me.
Okay.
And even the other day, I don't know who Mitch Faulkner is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting people like that to call my phone.
Okay.
And talk to D-Hill.
Like little old me, right from the country.
So it's been definitely a positive thing. Definitely a positive thing. I know when we honored Raheem the Dream last year at our Men and Women in Radio, his assistant was talking to me, and she was like, the mayor of Atlanta is going to come out. You know, he said that he heard about Men and Women in Radio. I'm like, what?
Oh, okay.
definitely positive. Definitely. All positive.
Good.
Yeah. The only negative thing that, I get a kick out of this is like whenever some of the internet radio stations get into an argument over social media, I would be the first one they tag into it. So you know, I get a kick out of that.
Right.
But yeah, I love it. It's all positive.
That's good. So you are a mover and a shaker, you know, in this radio media. And was there, I know I've asked this question slightly different earlier, was there something that drove you or that motivated you to build like your own brand, or was that even a part of your thinking when you went into the television and then the radio, or did it just kind of grow on its own? Your brand.
It wasn't. You know, the old folks used to say they didn't use the word branding. They use the word putting yourself out there. So that's basically what I did, because I didn't have any money to brand myself. Only thing I had was a vision. That's all that I had. And I remember when I did my first network mixer, I only had maybe 5 people, if that, to show up. But I never gave up. Even with the women in radio, I wanted to do an award show with that. That was canceled like 4 times. I never gave up.
Okay.
Even with the men and women in radio, I was told from someone at 107.9 to not do the men and women in radio because people don't know who D-Hill is. And I didn't give up, and look at it now.
Right. Awesome.
Yeah, and I just want to share this story. Okay, go
sure,
ahead.
Sure, please.
Mm. Yeah, I was at the, I don't know if you ever heard of the Radio Hall of Fame here in Georgia.
No, I haven't.
I was at one of their events, and the guy that owns the Radio Hall of Fame, he walked up to me and asked me, am I D-Hill? And I told him yes, because I just sent him a copy of the resolution. how he, I wasn't the only black woman in the room, but how he knew I was D. Hill, I don't know until this day.
He
I have no clue
research,
of.
Obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, he walked up to me and asked me, am I D. Hill? I'm like, yes, I'm D. Hill. So how he knew me out of those group of black women in that room, I don't know.
I mean, that has got to make you feel good, you know.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, right? Like being recognized for what it is that you do. So I like that, what you're saying, put yourself out there, and not necessarily the branding part, because like you say, that is a relatively new term, but putting yourself out there because, you know, there's a lot of gifted people that tune to this show every week. And sometimes we just need a gentle push, you know, to get us past wherever we are. You know, we get stuck sometimes, like, you know, our high heel get caught in the crack and we can't move, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And so I appreciate you saying that. You know, like just put yourself out there. Just go for it. And so,
you know, like
starting with five people.
Oh, yeah. Even the guy that owns Nike, you know, he said, stop thinking too hard. Just do it.
Right.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know one thing that really motivated me, I remember reading this this piece of paper that I received, and it had listing of all the number one best-selling books. And on the side of each book was a number. And the number meant the many times that number one book was turned down.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So that definitely was a motivation for
me. I got a couple of books that I'm out there right now with them, you know. And So, yeah. And so, you know, we always need to get that encouragement and support from people. So, yeah, let me just put this plug in right here. This is Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. If you guys that's listening, if you want to talk with D. Hill, you got a question, a compliment, a comment, give her push one on if you're already on the call. If not, call us at 516-531-9819. We've got roughly 20 minutes left. And so I'm going to keep talking with Dee, and I'm going to have her to go back over the list of people that's being awarded and or recognized, and go back over the events leading up to April 22nd. But if you have any questions about anything, it doesn't have to be confined to radio, but if you want to ask Dee Hill, who is an innovator in inspiration, a motivator, if you have any questions for her, please come on and ask her while we have time to do that. So, Dee, I just appreciate you so much. And
sure.
I know some of the things that you talk about, you know, you don't take a lot of credit for, and you're not, you know, puffing your chest out and things like that. But what about people that, I know you said just put yourself out there, but are there any other perhaps rules or methods that you've learned along the way that would help somebody that is just like, you know, two feet short of reaching their goal, you know? Do you have any words of wisdom?
Definitely. Don't be afraid to reach out to other people. Always be nice to always be nice to everyone. And one thing that I've done in the past that I don't do now, I just used to get people cards, but it's like now I'm actually building a relationship with everyone that I meet, because once you build a relationship, people are going to be more geared towards helping you than someone that they received a card from last week.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah, so that definitely.
It's all about building. Building relationships.
Yeah, and you know, don't think too hard on your vision, what you want to do. Just go ahead and do it. They say think outside the box, but just pretend there's no box there, and just think.
Okay. I like that.
And definitely, yeah, definitely do it. Go ahead. No matter how crazy it sounds, it's your vision. No one's going to understand that vision except for you. That's why it's your vision. Do it, no matter how crazy it sounds.
Great. Those are great words. Those are great words.
Oh, thank you.
Because I remember when I met you, when I was asking you to be on the show, and I asked you for a business card. You didn't have a business card, or you didn't give me one. You said, you know, here's my number, call me. And so I liked how you did that because everybody else was passing out cards, you know. And you I have one. That was so cool. And I was like, wow.
Sometimes throw them business cards in the trash.
Yeah, but because, you know, it kind of took me by surprise. I'm like, is she trying to avoid me, you know?
Oh, no, definitely not that.
Share her information. No, I'm just saying, you know, so that people can take it, you know, in a different way. Yeah, but that was really funny to me. So I like that, though. Because you've been right on it. You know, I call you, you call me back. You know, I send you something, you're responding to it. And so that is how you build relationships with. And so that's all about being successful, I believe, in any market that you go in. About the relationship that you build, right?
Yeah, and always be humble. I have met some of these folks, I tell you. Always be... Always be humble. Be humble. Nice personality. When you have a nice personality, people are going to remember your nice personality, opposed to somebody being nasty. And they're going to be able to, or at least easier for them to reach out to you.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
So, is it important for you to always? Appear to be the expert in whatever field you're in, you know, like, because I heard you say that you learn from your guests. I know I learn from my guests, but if you're stepping out there, you know, and you're trying to promote, say, your energy business, like, you know, your guest that you had, and would one of your suggestions be is just to, you know, if you make a mistake, just keep on going? Or
you got to.
Like,
I don't make so many mistakes. Yeah, you got to. And one thing about me, people always fuss at me. I'm probably about the honest person that you're going to meet. You know, people call me, want to get interviews at V103. I'm like, look, I can't do that.
Okay.
I cannot, you know, interview at V103. I'm just straight up and just honest with people. I never put myself above my actual title. I never do that.
Because
even like somebody asked me about internet radio, I let them know that's not my field. Let me refer you to someone that has a good internet radio station.
Okay. And I think honesty is the best quality to have, you know, when you're working with people, because that way you're building that relationship in trust and in truth, you know, versus, you know, like some pretense, I'm the one,
Yeah, and one thing I have noticed, when you're good at what you do, people are going to respect that. People are going to put you in that position, like they put me in that position as being a radio expert, when actually I'm not. So when you're good at what you're doing, people are going to put you in that position.
Right. Well, your passion, you know, and your sincerity and that humbleness is what just reeks of you. You know, like person thinks of Bee Hill, they're going to think of a someone that takes care of business. That's honest, regular, you know what I'm saying? Like, just everyday people ain't trying to be more than what you are. And that's what gives you your persona, you know?
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
But that's you, you know, that's you. So I'm just putting words to what I see and what I feel, you know, as being in your company.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate that a lot.
Yeah,
sometimes we need those encouraging words.
Oh, man, yes. And that's one thing that you do, too, you know, is you're a cheerleader for other people, and that's what's so cool about you as well.
Yeah, believe it or not, when people get in contact with me and tell me that they're getting ready to start their own internet radio station or blog talk radio, we're internet radio station because blog talks, you know, is on the phone, but I do be there. I do be there. I make sure I go there on the first day of their internet radio station and congratulate them.
Okay, great.
Yeah, because like I said, we're a family. We're in this thing together.
Right. So do you have a lot of people reaching out to you to be their mentor?
I wouldn't say a lot of people call me for advice and everything. And like I say, if it's about internet radio station, I'll be honest with them and I'll refer them to someone that has a successful internet radio station who's been in it a while and who could tell them more information about internet radio station than I can.
Okay.
Yeah, but I do have quite a few reaching out to me. Yeah, definitely quite a few that reach out to me.
And how long have you what's that, about 12, 13 years that you've been in radio now?
Yeah, it's about that long. You know, I got started with Love 860 in 2005, and I've been at the same radio station ever since. I've seen at least 4, 5, 6 managers go through. You know, I've seen it all, and I've seen the radio station itself grow.
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen my own radio station grow. I've seen radio
grow.
Person. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I've actually brought a couple of people over there to have their own radio station at Love 860.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a powerful thing right there. To be able to share that. To share the platform with other people. I think that's incredible because, you know, because that fear thing will have you like, oh, no, I can't bring nobody else in. They may outshine me, and you know, and then my job is threatened and stuff. So.
No,
I look at it as if
somebody becomes successful, then I'm successful. Just like I've had even one of my interns to go over to V103. And to me, that was a proud mama moment for me. Because, you know, with her being over there, she was able to say, I started out at the D Hill radio show.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was a very proud mama moment for me.
That's great. And so you can look at it like that. You know, you see all of these as golden opportunities. You know, and not everybody chooses to see that in that way. So I appreciate your view on life, you know, and how you're always wanting to make sure that other people's lives are enriched by your existence. That's just absolutely incredible.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, I want to go to the top, and I want to take everybody I know with me. Everybody
there
I know with a positive attitude with me.
Yes. Indeed. So we got about 10 minutes left for the show. And so, again, audience, you're welcome to call in and speak with Dee Hill. And we do have a person here. You want to give us your name, where you're calling from, and this is 206-71. Hello?
206-71. Was that me?
Hello? Are you 206-71? Yes.
Oh, I accidentally posted, hello, Sandy, this is Warren. You know, when I chimed in at the last minute, you know that? And that was an accident.
Oh, okay.
Huh?
Okay. I'm going to put you back
on. Okay, I don't have nothing to contribute. I'm sorry, but it's good to hear your voice and to say hi anyhow, okay?
And you as well. So Warren and I share the same surname, Armstead. And it's always been my, it's always been oddly that anybody that asks in Armstead is a family member. But he's on Facebook, and every day he posts about health nutrition, exercise, and he does like 200 sit-ups and 500 pull-ups, just all kinds. And he's always, every day he's doing that, and he is educating people. And so he's got his own little segment of the world, and I see every day how this number is growing, you know, like people are asking him questions instead of, like you were saying earlier, Dee, so he started off with maybe two or three people. Now there's like 20 or 30 people that's responding to him. So, yeah, I'm very proud of Warren. And so we all got to do it. You know, we all got to be in this thing together. So kind of go back over the men and women in radio and the resolution so that for those that were not on the call on the show originally can get those dates and times and be advised of who's being honored, and then also give us information, if you don't mind, of how people can get in contact with you when this is all over and said and done. Okay.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to do that right quick. March 9th, we're honoring Women in Radio. We're honoring Renee Miller, Cynthia Young, Melissa Summers, Marjorie Coley, and Jacqueline White. I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly. And another young lady that does news. My mind just went blank. That's why it's so good to write people's names down so you would not forget. Veronica Waters. I hope she's not listening and don't kill me. And it's a free event. Only thing you got to do is pay for parking. Of course, it's downtown. It's going to be at the state capitol. And then April the 22nd, we're honoring men and women in radio. Actually, we got a discount price for radio personalities. If you are in radio, your tickets are only $10. So that price is going to go up after April, but general admission is $25, and that includes your drink bar, your food, and everything. We even have a section where we're just going to have that just for desserts only. So it's going to be a very nice event. From 6 to 7, it's red carpet, and from 7 to 9 is when the event starts. And, you know, we're going to have an after party, and Old School 87.7 is going to be hosting that. So we're very excited about that.
Oh, wow, cool.
Yeah, we're very excited about that. Yeah, they're going to be doing a live remote for us, and all that is included with your $25 fee.
Okay, and where is that going to be held?
That's going to be held at the Rendezvous Event Center. It's in Forest Park. It's 4717 Forest Park, Georgia. It's a new event center that opened, and we're excited about that as well.
See there, you out there.
Yeah, plenty of free parking.
I love it. good. And what was that bill number again for the event for the men and women?
The bill is HR 681. You can actually go to your state capitol and put in HR 681, and that will give you a copy of the proclamation that was written from the House of Representatives side.
Okay. And I thank you, ma'am.
Okay, and I thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah. Tell people how they can contact you.
Sure. You can contact me. My email address is thedehill@gmail.com. That's thedeehill at gmail.com. Follow me on Facebook under D Hill. And Instagram and Twitter is thedehill. thedeehill. Oh, and also I forgot to mention, listen to my show every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m. live.
Saturday 7 to 8. And you say that's live, but that's on Facebook Live?
No, that's live on Love 860 AM WAEC Live.
Oh, I'm sorry. See there?
No, that's okay. I didn't give you that name, so no, it's my fault.
So, you know, I'm going to have to turn in so I can be like, oh, yeah, I've heard her.
please do.
Oh, yes, I will. And thank you so much, Dee, for being here with us and being such a lively, inspirational guest with us and sharing pointers about how people can get themselves out there, be successful, be motivated to carry their dreams into fruition and being successful. And that's what you've been, you know, through the bumps and the bruises and the ups and the downs. You didn't let anything stop. You just kept on going. And so for that, we are sincerely appreciative of
you. Okay. All right. Thank you so much, man. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. And you guys,
okay,
we'll
all
see
right.
you next week here at Life, Love, and Wellness with Sandy Rogers Show. Same time, same station. And we look forward to seeing you next week. Ooh.